So it is a very transcendental and very interesting subject matter, how to become a pure devotee of the Lord. So real knowledge means, in the translation, transcendental knowledge means realizing Krishna as the true personality of God, that is the topmost transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge in relation with the Supreme Lord, Hari. Knowledge which are doing in the complete suspension of the roof and both foods of the material modes. So, anyway, so the transcendental knowledge means, Sutra Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vijaya Anadi Rati Govinda Sarva Karanada. Krishna, Satchitananda, Vikra, knowledge, Anadi, Satchitananda, bliss. So, when one realizes Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they completely become free from the three modes and the three modes. So, such knowledge is self-satisfying, and also become free from all this attachment, from material attachment. So one becomes attracted to Krishna, because he is achieving the, one can become attracted to Krishna by everything that you have ever brought it. So, anyway, that is also in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram Yatnata Pasan, Sarvulabhim, Bhaktaram Yatnata Pasan, Sarvulabhim, Bhagavan Shivigan, Sarvulabhim, Dharam Yatnata Pasan. Bhaktaram Yatnata Pasan means, he is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. So everything should be done for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. He is a proprietor of all planets and demigods. And then Bhaktivedanta Yatnata Prasan, Sarvulobhi, and Suridhan Sivabhutana. He is always a well-wisher. Best friend. Nobody is a best vision and best friend other than Krishna in this material world. Even Prabhupada Gantara says, who knows? I am a cheater. A prophet cannot see. The poor devotee of the Lord is extremely liberated for the question of one who is determined with it for seeking somebody else. The prophet is like a faith in Krishna. It's always a well wishing best friend. Of course, Prabhupada can deliver us. As good as God, as pure as God. A pure devotee always can deliver it. But that is not the community of pure devotees. So anyway, Bhaktaram Yatman Tapasan, Sarvulobhimatram, Suridhan Sarvulobhutanam. It's always your well-wishing best friend. Bhaktaram Yatman Tapasan, Sarvulobhimatram, Suridhan Sarvulobhutanam. So I know that Krishna is a supreme enjoyer, supreme proprietor, well-wisher, and best friend one can achieve eternal peace. So this is a peace formula for the whole world. There's no other than the good Krishna. So that is a real knowledge. One knows, but even, what is that, even Atma realization, Paramatma realization, and then Bhagavan realization. Even Atma realization, there are three types of transcendence, Jnani, Yogi, and the pure devotee of the Lord. But even these two, unless one takes shelter of the Lord, they also can fall down. I can't remember how this. Anyway, we did so much tapasya for 50,000 years. But one has not taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, one can also for the dependent material. So, anyway, yogis also, they realize the Paramatma. At the time of that, they think of Paramatma. They remember Paramatma, they also go back to Vaikuntha. But pure devotee of the Lord, and one time I took Prabhupada for morning walk, and in London. We were passing the British Museum, and then Prabhupada said, people all are doing their personal justification. And then he was telling me, I can't fall down. I'm pure devotee of the Lord. But then he said, we all may fall down. We all may fall down. So Prabhupada is completely fixed in the knowledge of Krishna. Every time when we go out with we can go morning walk, and then we saw a fly flying around. And then you are saying, can a child, he's only seeing at Krishna, he talks about Krishna every moment. So he saw the fly going around. We are studying, can the scientists make a small aeroplane like a fly? So he's only seeing at Krishna. And then about flowers, created by Krishna, so, nice aroma, very beautiful, but can the scientists make a flower like that? They make all artificial flowers. So, but anyway, it's always, every moment, you say, every moment I'm thinking of Krishna, not even a moment I forget Krishna. Not even a moment. So the characters of a pure devotee are wonderful. Yadi Gajaya Nami Vito, the character of a pure devotee. That means they have all the qualities of a pure Vaishnava. And they are not attracted by hatred of the people in this material world. You always remain pure, transcendental to all these things. So also, the pure devotees are changing feelings of the tissue between themselves and this transcendental vision. Give me water. So they say pure devotees are chain feelings of ecstasy. In the goddess of Vrindavan, they always exchange up in a pure devotion service. Like even Krishna and Balaram. One time in London, Prabhupada was telling that he was wrestling with Krishna Balaram. And they asked, and the devotees asked him, anyway, that was here in London, they said, also in America, they said the same thing. The devotees asked him, who won the wrestling? I won the wrestling. So Prabhupada always, every moment, in a kitchen, a pure devotion service, there's exchange of love, always. So many things we have done, like that. We walk to the altar with his shoe. Put a garland on the deities. And then he can quote, which is not offered to Krishna. And the devotees will ask Prabhupada, how could you eat this which is not offered? And Prabhupada could do all these things. And then, sit on the piazza, sun or books around his feet. Then you come up on the first step, also books. Prabhupada could do all that. Every moment we know. You see, I'm always there. I'm remembering Krishna. Even when you do Jayarada Madhava, his body started. He was in ecstasy and the body was shivering. But we cannot imitate. And pure devotee of the Lord, and one will fall down. So, anyway, Prabhupada is. So, there is always a change of love. between Krishna and his body in the spiritual world, the gopas, the gobis. So they are enjoying so much in bliss. So we are also at the very initial stage, neophyte devotee, even 24 hours from also. This transcendental bliss is experienced even in the stage of devotional service, sadhana. Sadhana avastha. Even we follow the sadhana, we also become bliss, we also become pure. Even in the kirtan, devotees chanting in ecstasy. Sometimes they can't even stop the kirtan. So much ecstasy, so much bliss. So even at the initial stage, there's also a proper state. It's experience. It's transcendental bliss. So, anyway, Prabhupada said this kirtan, Bhakti Siddhanta also said even when I die, he said that this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will go on. And Prabhupada said, this movement will go on as long as chanting, dancing and feasting must be there. Chanting, dancing and feasting must be there. This movement will always be there. Prabhupada said that. So we also experience some bliss. So all these we get reason under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. And in the mature stage they develop transcendental feeling for image, realization of the particular relationship with the Lord, by which living entities are generally constituted. So in this state we don't know what is our relationship with Krishna. There are five kinds of relationships, service, then friendship, and then what is that, chandras, and then service, friendship, conjugal love, all these at this stage. We don't know what stage, in which stage we are. And we take many lifetimes. We have to complete this sanctification, we have to be pure, have to become pure. Nothing to do at all in this material. We should not be touched by the feeling of something. And then we are always, we always remain pure. The pure devotee cannot be touched by the three months of materialism. So particular relationship with the Lord, by which a living entity is originally constituted. The highest relationship of conjugal love with the Lord, which is estimated to the highest transcendental bliss. So, anyway, we are also chanting and dancing. It's also in the spiritual world, we are also chanting and dancing. The dancing, Krishna and his gopis, all this. And the two gopas are always playing with Krishna in the spiritual world. So they have attained this highest stage by so much, by so much austerity, birth after birth, after so much austerity. Austerity is the belt of the Brahmin. So what is our austerity? Anybody can say? You are initiated, I'm sure most of them are all initiated. What is our austerity? Chanting 16 rounds and then follow the four that you have to do. One who chants 16 rounds, one who gets accepted of all the acharyas. So we have to make sure that we are chanting 16 rounds. So that is our austerity. So we have to perform austerity. Not that austerity like Mayavadin yogis and the kind of austerity one can fall down. We try to perform so much austerity. Eat less, sleep less, but Prabhupada said it should be, what is the word? I can't. It should be moderate. may not moderate, then one will not suffer. And then devotees are given. And you, I mean, that should be very moderate. Well, Bhakti Yoga being the only means of God realization. So the process of God realization is only means. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So this is only means. So that is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada mission also, to give the holy name of the Chanting Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. So anyway, it's only process. So we have to do, we always, even those days we didn't have boats and nothing else to do in the temple. We just go out all day on the street. After breakfast we go on the street, chant Hare Krishna. Another sankirtan. Come back, take lunch, and go out again and chant Hare Krishna. That is all our activities those days. I mean, there's small little activities in the temple, all clean up the temple and then they all go out. It's the only way, you know. So, we get more heritage. The more we do the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we go out on Nagar Sangeetan, we always getting there. So much, sometimes we want to chant so much, so many. For a few days, you keep chanting and dancing and chanting and dancing. After that, the limbs of them, all the limbs will be very, you know, painful. They can't even walk, you know, so painful, so much, you know, dancing in the kitchen, so painful. So that is only the chanting will take us, make us bliss. You know, Sri Jiva Goswami calls a very Goswami, they call Narayana Deva, Nam Param, Atta Kavandas, Anandha. In this convention and establish the Narayana, the personality of Godhead, known as Kaivalya, that means which enables one to approach the Lord is called the Kaivalya Panda. The only means of attachment, of attainment of God. So Kaivalya. So, you know, it is only means of approaching Krishna. In such a yuga, people achieve God realization by meditation. That is also they are meditating on the 400 form of Vishnu in such a yuga. So anyway, such a yuga by, what is that, by Yajna, and Dwapara yuga by, assembly worship, but in Kali yuga is only the means of attainment of God realization only by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This Kaivalya Panda begins from Shravana, so this is. So among all the nine processes of devotional service, the most important, what is the most important? Shravana, that is here. So that's Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Shravana, Parashayana. Then what is the thing? I don't know how the Sanskrit goes. Shravana, Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Shravana, Parashayana. All these worship, all these nine processes. Ultimately, what is the last one you said? Then we give up everything and complete this. So these are nine processes. So the first process is sound and always hearing. So simply hear about Krishna, even though they may be. People are working outside, as I said yesterday, all day they are working. Even, they could work all day. But the most important thing is hearing about Krishna. Then one is always liberated. Hearing always. Prabhupada said, among all the books, the most important book, what is the most important book that one has to read? Anyone can say? The most important book. Of all other books, Krishna book. Prabhupada said, when you read Krishna book, one can get love of Godhead. Krishna brain, one can attain hearing about the transcendental passions of Krishna. What is that? તેમાં કરવા ચાલુ જીવન એવન યોગ ઉઠી શકો છોટો તેમાં કરવા જાય જીતે જે સુખીને છું છું પણ કેરીને બધા જન્મ કર્મ જ આપી કૃષ્ણ સો વન વિશેષ કૃષ્ણ ફોન ક્વોલિટીઝ એક્ટિવિટીઝ પાસ ટાઈમ યુનો સરસ એનર્જી એન્ડ એન્જરેજ વન કેન રિયલાઇઝ ધ ટ્રુથ દેટ ઇઝ ભક્તિ એન્ડ યુ નેવર કમ બેક એટ એન્ટિટીઝ નથી રહ્યું છે. So this is what Prabhupada said. Among all the people, even Prabhupada, people are going to sleep. You ask the devotee to read Krishna book every day. I mean every night. People are going to sleep. So you read Krishna book. So even you give this Krishna book to the Gaudiya Math devotees also. You know, take Krishna book. So that is Prabhupada said, among all the people, Krishna book is the most important. But here read about Krishna pastimes. And you say you will be liberated, you will be sufficient to have a body. So well, this Kaivalya Panda begins from Sravana or bearing this, those topics that relate to the personality of Godhead and the natural consequence of hearing such Hari Katha. See, here proper chakra. Natural, consequence of hearing such Hari Katha. You can always hear about Krishna's Katha. Attainment of central knowledge which causes detachment from mundane topics. So the more we hear about central pastimes of Krishna, we lose the taste for this material. So we have no taste for anything of this material. Not interest. We completely lose all this attachment to this material. Especially this attachment only by and this material desire can give up only by whose Lord can give that mercy. Only by Lord Nityananda's mercy one can give up this attachment and material desires. So this attachment is all this, you know, this world is revolving on just on sense pleasure. So this is strong attachment, it's most difficult thing. Whole world is, you know, revolving on this sense pleasure. There's an attraction between man and woman. A man cannot, this is a basic thing for material existence. This attachment is very strong. Basic principle, you know, attachment, the basic principle of material attachment is attraction between man and woman. It is not difficult to teach. And then one more thing Prabhupada said, this is of course, most difficult thing. And a man cannot live without a woman, the woman cannot live in this, and without a man in this material. So this is the very strong attachment. So that and there we could say Prabhupada said as a householder they should take one apostle. Otherwise if you don't take one apostle, even they will get attached to the grandchildren. This attachment is very, very strong. Anyway, one apostle means that is very important. Prabhupada said that to become detached. One is not detached from this this object, then one has to stay again in this material. Not difficult. Anyway, so anyway, so not just one should be mature, not immature, you know. When one do all these things and not simply become mature, then again one will fall down. One has to be mature. In the realization of Krishna, one has to be matured in the realization. Then one can, you know, that's what some, when one time Bhaktisiddhanta gave sannyas to one householder, then his wife came and took him back. So Bhaktisiddhanta said, I saved him to take him to the spiritual world, but the wife came and took him back. So this attachment is so strong. Anyway, So I don't know about so all these things. Even my brother, after coming back from work, first thing he say, to see my children and get fully satisfied with that. Just after coming back from work, first thing he was back to his house, must see his children first. And I was wondering, what is this thing? And I was not married anyway. So always we took the noise, all these attachment experience of all this type of life, you know. But I was wondering, he's saying that, what is this, you know? Come back home, he must see his children. So the attachment is very, very strong. So the natural function of hearing such harikatha is attainment of transcendental knowledge. So that is transcendental knowledge about hearing about Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Causes detachment from all mundane topics, for which a devotee has no taste at all. So pure devotee has nothing to do with, there's no taste at all for this man, for this material, no attachment to this material. So we have to become free from the two modes of material, this mode of passion. And still we have all these material desires. That is also very difficult to do. And then ignorance. Due to the ignorance of the soul, one is suffering due to the ignorance of the soul. So as long as there is ignorance of the soul, we have to suffer in this material. So we have to awaken our self-realization. Then when we get bliss, peace, happiness, everything, one awakens self-realization. There is no other way to become detached from this material. But as I say, one ultimately must. Bhagavan realization is the ultimate topmost realization. One must come to the platform then. And detachment from all mundane topics for which devotee has no taste at all. For a devotee, all mundane activities, social and political, become unattractive. So, as I said yesterday, and the culture of Padampata, Bhaktivasila, N.S. Krishna, the big comedian, never born at that time. So, how do you then say the plane got a sail on a part of it? See the character of the children. They were spoiled the whole world, they destroyed the whole world by their bad character. There is no need to put a bomb to destroy the world. So, anyway, nowadays also in Malaysia, I don't think that Indians in Singapore, they're doing better than the Indians in Malaysia, isn't it? At least they have got the, they got the, they got the education, they got some prosperity and all that, at least they're happy here, but anyway, that is also temporary. One has to suffer because you remain under the mode of passion, and even under the mode of passion, one has to. But Malaysia is still worse, Even our devoted children also, the way they comb their hair, Even our Guruji children, even in Mayapur, you see them. Of course they are still pure, but even they still, they lose in their character also. They still lose in their character. So that is what I do not speak more other confidential things what Prabhupada said. They have to be okay, I do not speak about those confidential things. To become uninsulted even in his own body, what to speak of bodily relatives. So one has achieved self-realization means non-disbody and spiritual. So then he's uninterested of his body. He's not demanding, for the bodily enjoyment, pleasure, even one time one sannyasi, I want this, I want that, and then one study person said, my daughter doesn't ask all this, and this sannyasi asking this and that. So, you know, so much detachment, you know. Culture means there is also culture dressing and eating also. And what is our culture dressing? Not to the pants and church and all that, that's not our culture. It's our Western culture. Yeah? And then ladies, you know, you don't wear all these pajamas. Prabhupada taught them how to wear sari. That is our very culture. Because nowadays they are wearing all the pyjamas. I mean, in Punjab they started wearing these pyjamas. You know for what reason they were wearing these pyjamas? When the Muslims came to Punjab, they were, you know, chasing all these women. I mean, they all were sari. Even in Punjab now also you see them wearing saris. They were running after them, so the first they put a pyjama because the Muslims were chasing after them. That's how they dress up pyjamas, you know, they started wearing. So anyway, so culture is there in dressing also. That means the lady should wear saris. In Prabhupada's time, every single lady, even every Westerner, European, American, all were wearing sari. And even every Indian woman, they were wearing sari. That is our culture. You know. And dressing also. That keeps us chaste. It keeps a woman chaste, you know. Chaste means one woman's real chastity means one must carry out the order of the husband. That is the real chastity of a woman, has to carry out the order of the husband. I mean, spiritually, of course, we have to follow. But even in material world, even they follow, even though he is not pure anyway, but still following the order of the husband, even at the time of death, she will be promoted to the heavenly. So chastity means one has to carry out the, you know, the order of the husband. There are two other things that are going on. So anyway, that is that culture must be there. And then again eating. Also there is culture there. Within the, what is that, within the, what Krishna wants, the vegetarian food, what Krishna wants. Now that all are vegetarian food, we can eat anything like, you know, pizza, pasta, you know, cakes, and then noodles. This is all not our very culture. Eating also very, very culture. So we have to take what Krishna wants. Krishna wants, you know, what the, from it we can make so many new products. Isn't it? So many vegetarian food you can make. You have to grow your own, vegetarian food. All this. And this is all our very culture. You see, for your Lord Bhagavan, do they offer all these pizza, pasta, cake, ice cream? And noodles, do they offer this to Lord Bhagavan? They completely reject it. Any vegetables that are brought to India from the West, they completely, even reject them. Tomato, potato, whatsoever the thing, cauliflower. They don't cook all this in Jagannath. This Kali Yuga, Prabhupada said in that Satya Yuga, people were worshipping Badrinath. Badrinath. Satya Yuga they were worshipping Badrinath. And then in Treta Yuga, Badrinath in the north, isn't it? And then in the south, there are four holy places, the north, south, east and west. So in the south, they worship whom?
Sri Ranga.
Lord Ramachandra. You know, in Treta Yuga. And then in Dwapara Yuga, Dwapadish, in the west. And then in Kali Yuga,
Jagannath.
Jagannath. So these are the four holy places. We worship in different yugas, in four different yugas. So anyway, so I have to go and come back again. But I, so Prabhupada is very particular about his eating and dressing and all. That is our Vedic culture. Vedic Gajaras, the Vedas also glow. Anyway, glorify the culture of the Vedic. We have to follow. This is of pure character. Otherwise, we will be carried away by our senses will be carried away by all these things. When we come back again to the fall down of the material pool of existence. So culture is there, what we are eating, what you eat, what you are. So these cultures are also in eating and all that, dressing and all that. So we are, when it's not in death, it's in our own body. So what is speak of what might be eating? So one is completely detached from this bodily concept of life. Then he's not interested of you know, I and mine and my relatives. So we should become pure Vaishnava. Jnana Vaishnava is, you know, that's what Vasudeva is, Jnana Vaishnava, Vasudeva, okay. And what is it? Jnana Vaishnava is it, Mandela is Krishna. And he also proposes in this translation. And here is his real knowledge. One way that knowledge, then he can renounce of this material only by the knowledge of Krishna, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One will remain in the modesty of the mansion of goodness. Then he will never come back again to this material. Only by the realization of this, of the truth. Okay, maybe Harikatha. It causes detachment from all mundane habits. So we should always fear that Krishna Katta or Chanari Krishna. There's no case at all. For the devotee, all mundane activities, social and political, become an activity. And in the nature state, such a devotee becomes uninterested even in his body, what is bigger bodily duties. In such a state of effort, one is not agitated by the weight of material things. Which is very important. In such a state of affairs, one is not agitated by the waves of the material needs. So, anyway, so when we realize Krishna, then we are fully renounced of this material world. Then we are not agitated by the dream of the material needs. So, we are also talking about, you know, Yukta Vairagya. But Srila Rupa Goswami says the word, I can't get the word, you know, the English word. Not that increase our, completely much, I can't get the word. So we have to become detached. Even we are doing Yukta Vairagya, we still have to become detached of this material. Not increase our, all our riches and all this, there could be much decrease it. They may say they are free, they are in observing Yukta Vairagya, but there's an example, good example, on the river bed, there is no water, isn't it? But when you push your finger on the dry river bed, what do you find underneath? Water. So Prabhupada would say, push your finger into your own heart and see how much you have detached of this material. Push your finger right deep in your heart and ask it. But yet it becomes detached. But not simply, so we have to become detached. Although we have all these assets and all that, but here, self-realization means one has to give the fruit of the activities to Krishna. Then that is self-realization. Otherwise, he will, never go to Vasudeva Bhakti, what is that? All work has to be done for Krishna. Otherwise, binds one to this material. All work has to be done for Krishna. There are different modes of maturity and all mundane functions in which a common man is very much interested or in which he takes part become unattractive for the devotee. So, this chakra is described as wearing Ratmin Rita Gunarami and is possible by Atma Prasad, a complete self satisfaction without any material things. Anyway, it means that I said Atma Prasad. One got Jnana of the Atma, relaxation of the Atma. Then it's completely, you know, not interested without any material connection. The first class devoted to Lord attained this state by pure devotional service. But is that any of us that have Sunyan Jnana there? So we are not expecting, we are not after gain or profit, getting in absorption, that is pure devotional service, not gain or profit. Become free from the fruitful activities of the soul, then it is pure devotional service. First class devotee to Lord attained this state by devotional service, but despite this nothingness, for the Lord's satisfaction he may play the voluntary part of the future of the Lord's glory that take all into devotional service, even mundane ones. Just to give you a chance to transform mundane interest into the mundane interest into transcendental bliss. So here about Krishna, and here the science of proper realization. Then one can be, you know, then one will get a higher pitch. Then use a lower pitch. The more you get a higher pitch of proper realization of Krishna consciousness, then you use all the lower pitch of people. So Sri Radhika Swami has described this section, the pure devotee of Nirbandha, Krishna, Samandha, Jitta, Vairagya, which is even mundane activities that give the service to the Lord are also calculated to be transcendental. So I have to, so everything should be adopted in the service of Krishna. Then one is situated on the transcendental. So we, Prabhupada said, more important is to make advancement in spiritual life, but culture is more important. Without culture, we cannot make any advancement. Culture, you know, what is that, Vaishnava etiquette, and all these are very important to make advancement, not just, you know, and all this following the four Ajati principles, one can worship Krishna, Brahmana can worship Krishna. Only Brahmana, that means to follow the four Ajati principles. The culture must develop all the qualities of the Vaishnava. It's all a culture. Not achar and prachar. So you must develop the qualities, then you teach. Don't develop the qualities and then you teach. It's all empty. You cannot make people pure devotees of the mind. So this culture is important. Anyway, we must only the association of the pure devotee, one can do pure devotion. So all these are in our Gauravya Jivani Dhani Hari Nam Sankirtana. Everything is coming from the spiritual world. Krishna is incarnated in this movement in the form of the holy name of the Lord. And even all these devotional activities also all from the spiritual world are also incarnated. In the Hare Krishna movement. Everything is coming from the spiritual. So we have to do all these, you know, engaging devotion service. And Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Kirtanam, Tapasavanam, all this reading, all this purpose is reading this book, chanting Hare Krishna, Pajna Prasadam, one can do it. But as I said yesterday, 90% of our spiritual advancement is chanting Hare Krishna. And one should attend Mangalarti. I'm not getting up at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. In Europe, I was there in England, they'll get up at 4 o'clock. They'll say they can save their money for meeting, their breakfast, lunch, and all that. Such modern people. అప్పటి డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటింగ్ గా జరిగింది వాట్ ఆర్ గుడ్నెస్ అటెండ్ మైనార్టీ అదర్వైజ్ ఇది మేము ఈవెన్ యూ అటెండ్ నాట్ అటెండింగ్ మైనార్టీ రీడింగ్ ఇస్ ఆల్ ఇస్ నాట్ కృష్ణ గాంధీ షుడ్ నాట్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఆర్ గుడ్నెస్ కృష్ణ గాంధీ when we don't clean the temple and all that, we do not use to next to godliness. Then Krishna is also not there. You make good, nice food and all that offer to Krishna. You want to have it. And like it is 10% clean. Krishna won't accept it offer. So this cleanliness is very important. And this sadhana is also important. Not this. Our culture, we have to follow the very culture. Not hello, how are you, shake hand. That is all not our culture. You say vanakkama, abhinandana namasama, namaskaram. That is all not shaking hand. This is all our Western culture. So many things Prabhupada said, this is not our culture. And then, you know, clapping hands. This is all not our culture. We say Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. So we have to follow our culture. Why do we do this every day? This culture is most important. Punishing is culture. Okay, there is some of the Lord God. There.
Realization means you repeat what you say.
What Prabhupada said, you repeat those things again and again. That is your view. Not Hari Bol, Hari Hari, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. That was the proper stuff. So we are chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Finish the Kirtan. Srila Prabhupada, finish.
How do we become enthusiastic for Mangalati Devi? Because so once I emphasize the point that Mangalati is very important to be out of the modes of material nature. Personally, I find it very difficult and sometimes I also don't wake up. How do we become very enthusiastic for us daily?
And this is a major prize for going home back to God. And how to get enthusiasm? You are asking me.
Yes.
Anyway, those who are very enthusiastic, we have to get this association. Association of the devotees are important. You know a person, by company you know a person, isn't it? So you have to associate with the devotees who are strictly following all this, you know, the sadhana. Association is the most important thing in Christianity. So you have to get the right association. And this is the price. You must preserve Krishna more and more. That is the price to go back to God. So that means you have to associate with devotees who are, you know, who have called these entities. You associate with people not have no entities. Then you won't get the entities. We have to associate with the people who has all the, you know, who has all these entities. That's why when the association of devotees is done at once. We should have all these, you know, what is that, entities in all, they should have all these things. And who is that, who is the Guru Maharaj's name? Gauranga. And he said, how you know one is a Vaishnava? Simplicity. And he's a Vaishnava. All these qualities you have to tell. And this is a surprise for going home back to God. So you have to associate with devotees who are, you know, as I teach them, difficult to practice, but keep on, you know, practice makes one perfect. So you have to keep practicing all the way. But you have to associate with the person, you have so much anticipation. You get to share Krishna more and more. So you have to associate with it. And you associate with pure body, you become a pure body. So yeah, the association is the most important. Anybody can say, anybody can enlighten on the subject in matter, identification. Association of the devotees. Those who are serious about Krishna consciousness, then you get all the entities. When the avatar mother will say, at least get up 6 o'clock before in the morning. One time, I mean, each day at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, those days you pick a lot. So one time, in Malaysia, we were sleeping in the same room. I didn't stay for that program, you know, I came back at 10 o'clock at 2 plus. So I got up at 4 o'clock, you know. And then the Abhata Mala came at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then when we woke up, we saw the sunrise. The sun. Hey, this is not auspicious. You get up before the sunrise. This is auspicious. You must get up before 6 o'clock. This is auspicious. Morning is the morning of goodness, pure goodness. So you should do all your sadhana in the morning. Mangala Arati means auspicious. So you should do all your sadhana in the morning. And it's whole day is spiritual. You mean pure. That is very important. Otherwise, Krishna is not there. So more of passion, more of, you can't do anything. Yes, the day goes, you know, the day advances in the morning to afternoon and evening. You need the mother to grab us. But you can profit it. Even if you can get up at 2 o'clock, it is impossible. But really, he said, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Then Prabhupada would chant so loudly in Mayapur that we all would get up at 4 o'clock. Prabhupada would chant on the ground there, no? In Mayapur, you know, the water is moving. He chant so loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we all would get up. And all the sannyasis also would get up. Prabhupada would chant. And the food that we are eating also is very important. Always remain the mother goodness. Even the eating also must be the mother goodness. When you already ate something, and Prabhupada asked him, how is it? He said, nice. Prabhupada said, you are 10th class. Yes. Prabhupada is very particular about our eating. This is our culture, we have to follow this culture. Sorry, Prabhupada says, what I say, you repeat that. That is of the mere preaching, Prabhupada. Not that what will be philosophy. Yeah. But they don't have the culture, they must give use of the future. No. Doesn't carry any weight in the scripture. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, you can.
Yeah.